Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim, daf Pei Aleph, the last daf here in the ninth perek of Maseches Pesachim, before we get to Arve Pesachim. That'll be about Hashem next year. But first we have the Mishnah here on daf Pei Amid, Pei Amid Beis. So the Mishnah tells us here in the last section relating to various issues of Chaburos, or the second to last Mishnah here in the perek. Chabura Shavat Pischa. So a Chabura that lost its Korban Pesach, and as we learned, if Pesach is left without Bailim, without Menuyim, that would possibly Korban Pesach. You can't have leave it without owners. We had a Machlokas Amoram earlier, which Baruch Hashem will get back to later, and that is if you later on got a new owner on the Pesach, so, or new Menuyim, do we say that it's Kilu, it went backwards, and they were Lamafreya, considered from the time of the original owners, and therefore it was never considered a Pesach without an owner, or not. So we had a Machlokas Amoraim, which we'll get back to. So the losing the Bailim on a Pesach is something serious. So what happens in this case? Chabura Shavat Pischa. So a Chabura had a whole, They got a whole group together, and they were supposed to have their Korban Pesach, and all of a sudden, it was lost. And the guy who was in charge of it, messed up. So what did they do? So Amru Lechaz, they said to one of the people in their group, say, Ubakesh v'shachoyt aleinu, go find us a new one. Go find us a new one, and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and have it shechted. Bakesh v'shachoyt aleinu, and shechted on our behalf. V'halach u'matzah v'shachet. So he did. He was told to go find one, and he went, and he found the Korban Pesach, and he shechted it on behalf of the whole group. But they didn't know if he was really going to find one or not, so they went and got their own. And they got their own Korban Pesach. So the question is, which one is the one that works? So if Shalom Nishcha Rishon, if his, they know exactly time-wise when each one was shechted, so if they know that his was shechted first, so who al chavi shalom, that he only had this new one in mind. He had no idea. They told him to go find the Korban Pesach. So he eats from his own. And they also eat from his, because they did shlichus, right? They gave him power to shech the Korban Pesach on their behalf. So if his was shechted first, that's the one that they partake in. But if theirs was shechted first, time-wise. So who al chavishalo? He's already out. He doesn't have the, he didn't appoint them to be, his shlichim. So he shechs from, he eats from his own. And they have been, Moshech Yad, right? They, right when they take their Korban Pesach, they were Moshech Yad to be part of their own, because it was before he found. So therefore, they eat from their own. So that is, case number one, where there's nothing that's not clear. Right, the only thing that's not clear is that they lost the Korban Pesach. But they, other than that, he makes them their shliach, and they make him the shliach, but he does not make them a shliach. Ein yadua eiza mehen nishchat rishon. If it's not known which of the karbanas were shechted first, they know nobody had an exact watch or a clock. O shezach to shdeb kacha, so they were both shechted together. They both shechted together at the same time. So then, says the, look at the girsa of the, Pnei Moshe on top left. Ein yadua or shechted achas, hu ocha mishalo. So he was never appointed a shliach. So that's clear. He eats from his. Vehein einon ochlin imo. But they cannot participate in either. They cannot, they don't know, because they don't know which Korban Pesach is their true one. Right, the one that they sent with him. If that was shechted first, then it's that's the one, or the one that they shechted. So they can't eat. But v'shalhen yotzi lebeis asreifa. Right, but theirs he could eat his because he was definitely part of it. Theirs is yotzi lebeis asreifa because maybe theirs doesn't have any bialim on it because maybe they were really supposed to be part of his. Upetur milasos pesach sheni, but they're prevented from doing pesach sheni. Because they, Mimanavshach, they're Yotzi with one of them. They just can't eat it, Lamaisa. But one of them was good, right? The Pnei Moshe points out that the Gersa that we have is a, mistake, right? Sifri Adfus, Nitzchalev, Petos, Beresha, Lasefa, Lasefa, Laresha, Vechulu. Okay, so that's the Pnei Moshe, that's the case that, we have. So that's all case number one. If they said to him, you shechtas occur on Pesach, and we have all the cases of which one goes first in the case of I don't know. All this is based on, let's just discuss the last point first, and then maybe we'll get back to the earlier point. Shechtu shteb ka'achas. Is that possible? Exactly the same time? Shechtu shteb ka'achas? So it means basically about the same time. Meaning they don't know. But the first case is they don't know, and the second case if ka'achas. The post could point out in different, the Mishnayos and in Bechoros talk about, it's not exactly possible, in certain cases to view it as if exactly happened at the same time. Right? This is the sugya of Efshar or E-Efshar Letzamseim. And the Mishnayos and Bechoros talk about if two animals come out at the exact same time, do they both have Kedushas Bechor? Is that really possible to have both animals come out at the same time? Right? One of them came out first. You might not know. But that's the sugya of Efshar or E-Efshar Letzamseim. The Gemara is Bechalik between maybe there's a difference between Bidei Adam and Bidei Shemayim. Right, maybe the Adam, you know, when a person does something, could a person do two things at the exact same time? Or Bidei Shemayim, when it's out of one's control, you know, could that be at the exact same time? The Menachas Chinuch has a discussion of this in the end of Sefer Shmos, where he talks about there's an Isser, the Oraisa, of making the Shemana Mishcha, of creating the Shemana Mishcha. That's an Isser, the Oraisa in Parshas Kisisa. So Laso Shemana Mishcha Shenemar Ubamas Kunto Lo Sasu. They're also an Isser to make the Ktores. Right? The both of those. There's an Isser also to be Moshech, to smear yourself with the Shemana Mishcha. But that's the Isser Kuftes in the Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah 109. So the Isser is only if you make it in the exact proportions of the Shemana Mishcha. So this sugya of Efshal or Efshal at Samsem is spoken about both in time and in quantity, we might say. Could it be at the exact same time? Or let's say you have to have an exact measurement ingredient. So do we assume people could be exact in their actions, in their quantity that they add in the ingredients? Or EF Shalat Samsem, says the Minchas Chinuch here. V'lachar et Tzorachian, how do you ever violate this Isser? How is this ever possible? Because if we say EF Shalat Samsem, then you'll never violate the Isser, because the Isser is only if you have the exact measurements. L'charet Tzarachiyin, I neima, says the Minchas Chinuch, da'af bidei adam e'ef shalat samseim, also bidei adam, ayint Rambam, Tosfos, v'chulu, imkein, kan, hechem ishkachas la, chiyav ba'os Hashem en ha-mishcha. Kima de tzrichem lios ha'ikarin b'mishkal hazeh, b'lo tosefes u'b'lo giron, it has to be this exact weight, v'yemkein k'shem etzamtzeim k'mishkalo u'kimidaso ikashtei svarz liftar. Dimashoka yoser potter, maybe it's he has too much, or dimashoka pochis v'gamkein potter. Right? Either way, he doesn't have the exact ingredients of the Shemana Mishcha. V'lo nishar ela svara achaz l'chiyav dilma k'ivim etzimtzum. Maybe he got it. But maybe it's too much, maybe it's too little. Ve'echiv chata, so malchus. V'svarazu, ayintosus, kam makomos, b'chorez yud zayin, sukkotes vav, v'chulu. So, what do you say in this case? How do you ever violate? Do you say you can ever violate this avera? Right, it's hard to imagine. Ach, be'emes lo kasha, says the Menachas Chinuch now. Taha gam al asiya kasha, doma hosif ogara. Af de efshar lomar, dahaya al yidei nes, de kamanisim haya b'shem en mishcha. How about making it in the first place? How did Moshe Rabbeinu make it in the first place? Maybe he messed up. Mikom akom, we say no. Hatorah lo tismoch b'mitzvahs al anisim. When it comes to mitzvahs, you do basically exact what you think is exact and the amount, and that's fine. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of you. Rak neis zeh merumas b'torah dekula kayim lasa lovo. Find the neis that it never ran out. Ach be'emes kiva delo nitna torah l'malach ha'ashareis. Right, big topic. Since the Torah was not given to angels, imkein kol makom shetzivsa ha'torah lasos b'midu b'mishkal. Wherever the Torah tells you to do a certain amount, a weight or measurement, hakol lefi das ben adam, lefi sichlo, im mitzamtzeim kasher, hein le'inyin mitzvahs, hein le'inyin chayef. You do the best you can, and you do the exact what you think is a kezias, and what you think of the measurements, that's all that's needed both for mitzvahs and for averis. The makam da skipping a little bit. Av a makam da mitzvah kachi lo shayach lomar yefshal etzamseim. Da turn it lebnei adam ala aretz ukfisha kochenu kein hamitzvah va'azara. And therefore, there's not a problem. The same thing with mitzvahs. Achilas matzah o iser da Torah agmarei shein bekizayis o shiur machirim sheish b'Torah. Hatorah notna hatzimtzum lefidai teinu. right? And therefore, we shouldn't think that it won't be possible to do that mitzvah or ever violate the Aveira. Bevadai bedas ha'adam talia milsa, v'atorah tzifsa lanu kein. Avo mitzvah she'ena mitzvah tluya b'shiur, rak ha'mitzvah hi b'fnei atzma, if the mitzvah is only based on a situation that took place, like b'char behema tahora, right? In that case, it's not that it's the mitzvah, that it's just the mitzius. And then the mitzvah is based on that mitzius, then that's where the sugi comes up of Efshari Efshal and Samsim. That's different. Ira She'ela Deino Yodim Vadim Efshal and Samsim Valzeish Pukhtasham. Kirnilin is Daiti. That's what he says in Mitzvah Kuftes. So here, when it says, you know, exact, that's about Bidei Adam. So if two people say, I both shechted it at 226, you know, then we assume that it was both at 226. And that's good enough for us in terms of having this halacha. Okay, so that's all case number one of the Mishnah, where they say to him, you know, go shech the Karban Pesach. What about the opposite? Amar Lahen, if he says, he's running late to the group. So he says, Imi Charti, if I come late, have me in mind. Shech for me. If I come late, shech to Alai. Halachu batzah v'shach, avim lachah v'shach to. And here, the opposite. He went and shechted an animal. Right? He told them to shech that he went. So the same thing in the flip. Im shalhen nishcha rishon, if their carbon was shechted first, then everybody eats from them. Hein ochle bishalahen, fuachem imahen, then he eats with them. Im shalo nishcha rishon, if his was shechted first, huachem bishalo, because he was Moshech Yad from his group, vein ochle bishalahen, but they never appointed him, so they eat from theirs. They have nothing to do with this. Ein yadua ezem hen nishcha rishon, o sheshachtu shnei ka'achas, or both, right? It was at the same time or unknown. Said, hein ochle bishalahen, they have no problem, because they never asked him anything. So they eat from theirs. That he doesn't eat from either. He doesn't eat from them because maybe his was shechted first. But he can't eat from his because maybe theirs was shechted first. So in those cases also, though, there's no Pesach Sheni because we'll have to see who this is according to, but because theoretically it was kosher at that at the time. He just didn't know which one to partake in. We'll have to see. I mean, I'm explaining that now, but we'll see what the Gemara says about who that's according to. So that is each in one direction. And what if they both? What if they both? They each say to each other, okay, whoever finds the Karban Pesach first, that's the one, but then they each have their own. Amar lahen va'amrulo. Right? What happens if he says to them and they say to him, each of us will take care of each other. Ochle kula min arishon. So then, obviously, they all eat from the first one, because that's the one that each one said, take care of me. V'imein yadu ezemen mit nishcha rishon. And if they don't know, totally unknown, sh'tein yosulam beis hasreifa. So then again, they all have to be burned, because you can't be eating from a Karban Pesach that might not be yours. But they would both be part of Pesach Sheni again, as the Mishnah said. Lo amar lahem v'lo amru lo. And what if neither of them said to each other, right? They happen to be part of a different group, but he, you know, maybe he didn't know he would get there in time, so he shechted his own carbon or the opposite. Eina machron zelazeh. So then they're not achron each other. Then each one is in their own world. If he shechs one first, that he's being Moshech Yad, he never told them to, you know, to do it without him, and they never told him to do it, you know, without them. Right? The carbon Eda says, Eina achron zelazeh. Ein achrayis v'taina ze al ze. Vein choshesh emez arishon. You don't have to worry about which one's first. Ela hein ochle mishalhen v'unachle mishalo. Right? They never made each other shlichim. Right? And you don't say zachin in this case. Right? Is it a deschus? But if somebody wants to do their own, maybe it's not a deschus. Maybe if I was planning, if I, you know, megala daito that I ended up doing my own, and maybe I'm a czar and I want to do the shchita myself. Right, so maybe it's not a full-fledged schus. So we wouldn't say zachalav shlo b'fanav. That's what's clear in the Gemara, in the Mishnah here, that you wouldn't say zachin in this case, even though it is somewhat of a schus. Sometimes it's a little tricky to know what is a schus and what is a chova. Remember the first Mishnah in Gittin talks about schus and chovaf, married, divorce and shichur. Divorce and shichur. Whether, what's considered a schus. There are elements of schus and chova in either case. Remember the Ran has an interesting line in Maseches Gittin. Right, usually if somebody gives me a piece of land, that's a schus. Right, why would that be, what would that be negative? I have more real estate. But what happens if I owe somebody money, but Shemitah's coming. So Shemitah comes and I'm not gonna have to pay back. But Prusbol's written. Prusbol, okay, so Hillel, it was Pesachi Prusbol. But what happens if the Lova has no land? So we say Prusbol doesn't work if the Lova has no land. So the Lova is there because his ki'ilu is collected already. So the Malveh knows Lo Vezo land. So the Malveh says, you know what, I'm going to do the guy a favor. I'm going to be Mizakahim, a little piece of my property. So he'll have land. You know, everybody wants a piece of land. So I'll be Mizakahim. But because I'm Mizakahim in that way, that's why I'm able to collect my money, because now Prisbel can work. So the Ron discusses there, Maseches Gittin, how do you look at that? Do you look at it in general? Real estate is always a good thing. And therefore, you know, if I have real estate, that's a pure zechus. Or do I say, no, you look at it in this specific case, and it's not such a zechus because of the fact that I'm going to have to pay back the Prisbel. I'm going to have to pay back the loan in this case because of the Prisbel. So zechus and chova aren't always, easy to figure out what's the zechus and what is the chova and how does it work. This whole Mishnah though, before you even get the zechia, but it's definitely based on shlichus. In the first part of the Mishnah, spoke about if each one appointed the other one. So shlichus definitely works. This Gemara doesn't get into too much, you know, the mechanism of shlichus, how shlichus work. All the achronim talk about, you know, how much of an identity merging is there between the shliach and the mishaleach, right? There are limits of shlichus. Let's say it this way, right? There are two ways that we could look. On the one hand, shlichus requires a makar. Shlichus requires a makar, right? So you would think so. It's not purely logical. Shlichus al kamoso. You know that from Akar and Pesach. You know that from Truma. There are different makoros for shlichus. So that kind of shows that shlichus is not something natural that I would have said otherwise. So shlichus works. So you have a pasuk. But we also know that there are exceptions to the rule of shlichus. Right? Not, you can't be, make a shliach for everything. I can't make a shliach to eat matzah for me. Say if matzah doesn't agree with my stomach. So I'm going to make somebody a shliach. You know, you eating the matzah for me. You can't do that. Right? You can't make a shliach for somebody to sit in the sukkah for you. To somebody to wear tefillin for you. Right? So why? Because that's called a mitzvah shebegufo. Mitzvah shebegufo, you can't make a shliach for. Tosas Reed discusses that in Kiddushin. Why not? Why not? I can make a shliach to sell for me. I can make a shliach to get married for me. The Maisa Kiddushin, so why can't I make a shliach to, I want to sleep late today, so you daven for me. You put a tefillin for me. Right? So obviously it doesn't work. Why? Mitzvah Shebegufo. So there's different formulations exactly why Mitzvah Shebegufo wouldn't work. It's about the result. It's not about the Maisa. And then you have to have the result. You have to have tefillin munach al yadcha. So it's not about the shlichos is by Maisin. Right? Not by, or Mitzvah Shebegufo, or say it the opposite way. Rav Asher Weiss has this formulation. Most things are not subject to shlichus. Things having to do with avodas Hashem, you can't, are not subject to shlichus. Certain things having to do with kinyanim, that could be subject to shlichus. Right? Marriage and divorce and mechira, it's the opposite. Not that mitzvah shebegufo is an exception to the rule of shlichus. Mitzvah shebegufo is the rule. Generally, mitzvahs are not transferable. You have to do avodas Hashem yourself. But certain things, there are allowance. Hafrashas truma, right, which creates a matir, or the kiddushin, right. So those are the exceptions to the rule. So you can formulate it in different ways. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his first piece in Legatov, you would think, what would Rabbi Yosef Engel put in the first piece in Legatov, right? He's one of the most lumdish people that we've had in the history of our Torah. So Binyan Shlichus, that's his first piece in Legatov. And in his first paragraph, he speaks about the three approaches that he thinks for shlichus. Nistapai, I'll just read the first little paragraph. Nista, and then he has 20 pages about where he thinks all of this comes up. Nistapakti, hot the kaimel on shlichus olam kamoso, mawa kavana bezeh. Right, what is it, what does shlichus olam kamoso mean? Even that lashon gives away a little bit. It doesn't just say that shlichus mahani, it says shlichus olam kamoso. Right, that itself, that language, reflects a certain approach. It's mamish an merging of identities. Is that what shlichus is? Mamish, strongest of formulation. Or no. Oh, a shliach la adam acher nechshav, rak sha maisa asher huo se bishlichuso, al kapanim is yacheses l'mishaleach. No, I'm me and he's him. But his maisa is as if I did the maisa. It's not that we're the same person. He's a different person, but his maisa is as if I did the maisa. Is that what shlichus is? Or even less than that. Right? No. He did the maisa. I didn't do the maisa, but I get the credit. I get the credit for his maisa that he did. I get the credit for that. Right? That's the odil magama maisa in emes yecheses l'mishaleach. Rak l'shliach. V'nechshav shashliach asa maisa. Lo ha-mishaleach. I'll call Zeh Akiva Shalcho Lakach Mo Elas Hamaisa Shel Ha'acher Avuro Ki Ilu Asahu. He gets the credit for it, but it's not that he did it. So three formulations, and he says, you know, let me tell you about all of these contexts. Okay, let's continue. Next part of the Mishnah. Shtei Chaburah Shedis Arvu B'Schayen. Now you have two groups that got the Karan Pesachs mixed up. So what do? Right, you can't just pick one because maybe they're not Nimne. You can't say, let's start again. Let's just remove all of ourselves, because then the Karan Pesach will be left with nobody. And then that apostles without a minuyim. So what do? So Eilam Moshkin Lahan Echav, Eilam Moshkin Lahan. Here's what you do. You have group A and group B. They each pull an animal. They each take an animal. Echad me Eilu balo eitzel Eilu, vechad me Eilu balo eitzel Eilu. And then what do? One of each of the groups goes to the other group. Goes to the other group. Vekach hein omrim. And this is what they say. This is what now they say. The original members to the new member. Right, to their group. So they say, Im shalanu hua pesach hazeh, if really this Pesach, we got the right one, this Pesach is ours, then yotecha mishuchas bishalcha, v'nim neital shalanu. Then you're switching to our team. Right, and then that's fine. V'im shalcha hua pesach hazeh, but if this Pesach is really yours, so you're the only real original owner, then we're switching to your team. Yodeinu mishuchas bishalanu, v'nim neital shalcha. That's how you do it if you have two. And the same thing would apply if you have more. V'chin chamesh chaburos shal chamisha chamisha v'shal asara asara. If you have five groups of five people each, and they all get mixed up, so then what do? They each pull one, and then they each separate one of each five. Go to each group. Moshe le'anecha mikol chabur v'chabur v'kacha yomrim. And that's what they said. Meaning this is a way to prevent the Karan Pesach from ever being without one of the original owners. Without one of the original owners, they're able to do this. Fine. We'll get back to that in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, getting back to the earlier cases, when we said that in all the cases of it was at the same time, or you're not sure which happened first, Pater from doing Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, we've met this man before, Rabbi Nassan he. This is Rabbi Nassan Shita. Why? Because Rabbi Nassan is the one that says, Rabbi Nassan Amar Yotze Bezrika Balo Achila. Rabbi Nassan says that even if at the time of the Zrika, there's no possibility of Achila, you're still Yotze by Karan Pesach. The Rabbanan don't hold that way. The Rabbanan say you need to have the potential to eat at the time of the Zrika too. You don't have to actually eat, right? Achila is not Ma'akev. But in these cases, by the time the Zrika comes along, you have no idea, you know, which one is the right one. So Rabbi Nassan would say that's still okay. The Rabbanan would argue on that. Period. Tani Bar Kapara, Yafesh Shtika L'Chachamim. Bar Kapara says, you know what you learn from this Mishnah, and this is quoted in the Bavli too? It's better to have been quiet. Why? Because if they hadn't said anything and made any shlichim, so then they could just shech their own carbon and they were good. Because they said something, you know, that's why they got messed up. They can't eat their Karan Pesach. So it's yafeh. Shtika is yafeh even for the wise. Kal v'chomer l'tipshim. Surely for fools who don't have anything good to say anyway. So kal v'chomer for the tipshim so let's keep quiet. The midah of shtika is a good midah. V'chein Shlomo Omer. Also Shlomo Melech says here in Mishlei, gam evil machrish chacham yechashev. A quiet, foolish person can be called a chacham. Vein sarach lomar chacham machrish. And surely a chacham machrish, right? If a fool being quiet is somebody who is looked at as a wise, so surely a chacham machrish, where he has both midos, he has a chacham and he is machrish, right? The Mishnah in the beginning of Perkei Avos in the first perek that the shtik is a good midah, right? Below matzasi guf tov, and that's the language in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kol yamai gadalti ben hachachamim, below matzasi luguf tov el shtika, right? I didn't find any better midah. Shtika is something positive. And that's where the Rambam has his five categories of speech on that Mishnah. The Rambams in this first parak, the different types of chaverim, but here the Rambam has every single word that comes out of our mouth in life is in one of five categories of speech. It's like a cash register upstairs in Shemayim. And everything we say goes into one of the five sections. Number one, mitzvah. Number two, avera. Those are the two obvious ones. Mitzvah and avera. Number three, divrei rishus, where he calls, life. Life, shopping, carpool, stuff that we have to just talk about too, because we're human, and this, it's not a mitzvah, it's not an aveira. It's just mekach u'menchach, machol, mishteyu, malbusho, yeter kol tzrachav, einenu, zerushus, einenu, lo ratzui, v'lo meruchak, ele, you know, it's just part of life. And then you have the other ones, which are really the litmus tests, what he calls ratzui and meruchak. Not mitzvah, but good things. I don't know, I'm going to probably put philosophy in there. Right? And then, not usur, but meruchak. Right? Too much, a little too much, schmoozing. And levity, that, you know, we all need a little, you know, schmoozing. Miyutzicha, as it says later on in Pirkei Avos, that could be part of Divrei Rishus. But the other ones are really where we have to, you know, it's not usur, but it's not appropriate. It's not a mitzvah, but it's a good thing to talk about. So, everything we have to know, we have to fill up the categories that we want to get filled up more. Okay, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, next Mishnah. Shnayim shenisarav pischayim. So what happens if you only have two people? If you have five people, then you have this option of putting one person from each original group on each group. But what if you don't have that? You only have two Karban Pesachs, you have one person on each Karban Pesach. So now what do they do? How do they solve that you don't have a Karban Pesach left without a Bailim? So shnayim shenisarav pischayim, zem moshech lo echav, zem moshech lo echad. Each one takes one. Each one takes one of the animals. Then, they each take another person. They each get a friend. So now they each have, they're each standing next to, someone else. There's two people on each side. Zeba eitzel ze, vezeba eitzel ze. And then they switch. And then what? Vekachaya omer. So then each of the original guys say to the person who was now next to them. Right, trying to do the same thing as you did beforehand, but beforehand you had the whole group from the beginning. But here you only have one person, so you have to add on somebody from the shuk. V'kach omer, im shaliyo ha-pesach hazeh, if I'm now standing next to my original animal, then good. Yodecha meshuchat b'shalcha u'benimnei tal shali. So then, you have now become on my team. V'im shalcha hu ha-pesach hazeh, and if really this Pesach is really yours, yodai meshuchat b'shali u'benimnei tal shalcha. So then, I'm switching teams. I'm going to your team. Okay, we basically try to solve the problem the same and have the same solution as before. But here's a little tricky though, because now you took somebody from the shuk who wasn't part of the original group. So is a whole question exactly about the girsa and what the following Gemara means. We're going to go with, there's a commentary in the back called the Noam Yerushalmi. Noam Yerushalmi, so this is how he explains the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, remember, we had a machlokas earlier, 10 blot ago, on Daf Ayin Beis. Machlokas, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Do you need, is the requirement, they have to have, you can never leave a Karban Pesach without an owner? Or do you always have to have one of the original? One of the original. Right? And do you consider somebody later on as if they're an original? That was a question we had, earlier. So Rabbi Yehuda held that you need at least one of the original to remain. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Diloka Rabbi Yehuda. Diloka Rabbi Yehuda. Switch that girsa, and then we're going to take out the next line and a half. Diloka Rabbi Yehuda, meaning, Rabbi Yehuda said earlier you need one of the original. So this Mishnah, which allows what? You're allowed to take one from the shuk, and then flip, and then say, if this is yours or this is mine, so then it could be that you don't have one of the original people. But it's still okay, still kosher. So amongst this Gemara, this Mishnah sounds like against Rabbi Yehuda. Against Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, again, skipping the next line, Hoshel Arba'a Lo, taking out the word Eser, what does that mean? So the way that Noam Yerushalmi learns this, the previous Mishnah said, remember the case? You had five groups, and you have five in each group, so you separate one in each one. If it's against Rabbi Yehuda, so then that Mishnah could have even said a bigger Chiddush. Let's say you only have four people in each group. Then you put four, one and one and one and one, and then you have to get somebody from the Shuk. The fact that the previous Mishnah said you have five in each group and five groups, that sounds like against Rabbi Yehuda. You need somebody from the original group. So this, the question of the Gemara is, this last Mishnah sounds like it's against Rabbi Yehuda. You don't need somebody from the original group. And the previous Mishnah sounds like, you know, it would be like Rabbi Yehuda. You need somebody because you can say it even Begir Chiddush. Right, if you wouldn't need somebody from the original group, right? Kiva, I'll read it for the Noam Yerushalmi. Kiva, lo beino chi echa mibnei chabur harishonim kein yachol lios chabura afilu shel arba. That would have been an even bigger chiddush. Lo kein amar Rabbi Yochanan de Yehudahi, but didn't back to our Gemara, but didn't our we just state that that previous mishnah then sounds like Rabbi Yehuda and this mishnah sounds like against Rabbi Yehuda. So amar Rabbi Yosa kol garma amar di Rabbi Yehuda. No, it could all be like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah could also be like Rabbi Yehuda. don't you need an original? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda also holds, we had, remember, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't shecht a Karban Pesach on only one person. So in our Mishnah, you only have one person. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would consider, you can't do it on one. So whenever you appoint the second one, he's considered an original. Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow just having one. So even if you like in our case, you did a second one, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. Because you can't shecht al yachid, Rabbi Yehuda said. Right, and therefore, this would not be considered as if somebody who's not original, and therefore, this Mishnah would also be like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we had the Rambam had an interesting formulation. We seem to pass like Rabbi Yossi. You can be shochet on one. But the Rambam said, mishtadel not to. Try not to shecht on one. Right, that was an interesting lesson of the Rambam. The Nosei Kelim wondered, is that, like, what does he say that? Rabbi Yossi says you can have one. Is that like Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't sound like he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. It should be like Rabbi Yossi. So that's a question. But either way, this is how the Noam Yerushalmi reads this last couple of lines of the Perek Hajjal Perek Mishayitami. Next time, we start with Perek Arvei Sachem. Oh, yeah.